Let's begin by taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. The truth is, we are not getting any younger. And a lot of the time we are either in the past or in the future. We're either in the past thinking about the experiences that were really crappy or the positive experiences that are no longer in our life. I'm talking about we as humans in general. I'm not talking about you, the gratitude seekers, because I know that you can focus on past experiences with gratitude. But it's just the way the brain works. And the interesting thing is that we usually only remember the good things when we are focused on the good things and the bad things when we are focused on the bad ones. For instance, when you think of a memory, let's say from a travel that was really amazing, you don't remember how tired you were or other details that weren't so pleasant. You think of that period of being amazing, and it goes the same with, let's say, your childhood or how it was 10 years ago. But this could be a trap because you think that those were the days and everything was great in those moments. But it's just because your brain doesn't give you all of the information, just the ones that you wanted to see and that you remembered and the ones that your brain thought were relevant for you, for what you wanted to focus on in that particular moment. Where I want to go with this is that you right now are living the days. The kind of days that in 10 years or maybe 20 years you will look back at and you will either be happy that you appreciated them and that you lived them fully, or you think that you are such a fool not to do so. For instance, this is the advice that people that have children give to younger people, or people that are older advise us to appreciate all of the things that we are able to do now that they are not able to do at their age. And one way of doing this is, of course, practicing gratitude and being grateful consistently. And the particular exercise that I recommend is grounding ourselves in the present moment. And for this, let me tell you the story of when I went with my parents to Vienna and we chose to eat at a Chinese restaurant. So it was day two of our trip to Vienna and we wanted to experience different kinds of cuisine. And we saw this Chinese restaurant and thought, this should be good. There are many people inside. They were, I think, 99% Chinese, the clients and the staff. So we thought that this will be a really interesting experience. And it really was, but not in the way that we thought it would be. The first weird thing was that they spoke zero English. And even though we know a few German words, we weren't that fluent so that we can communicate well enough. And also, the menus were all in either German or in Chinese. You can imagine what happened next. We ordered some awful food. We were very hungry and it was the closest place to where we were at that moment in time. So we decided to stay and to try it. Our first tendency was, of course, to be pretty pissed off and to start looking for another place to eat. But the funny thing is that it actually became an experience that we laugh about and that we remember even more than the good things that happened in that trip. What I urged my folks into doing was to become present and to become aware of the fact that we are together at the table and that we will laugh about this in the years to come, that we are actually living a dream that they had and that we had as children, to offer them this trip to Vienna where they wished to go for so many years. And it's really funny how we work as human beings. We sometimes live the dream and we just don't realize it unless we give ourselves this moment to realize the fact that we are living the time of our life. This is the best time of our life right now. We were then grateful for the fact that we were there together, we were having that experience. We remembered how amazing it was to be in that situation and to enjoy it together. And even though nothing changed on the outside, the fact that we remembered it made all the difference. So my wish is that you remember that you realize that you're living the time of your life, that you're appreciating it and cherishing this moment. Even though there were great things in the past, and even though there are amazing things in the future, this is the time of your life. Enjoy it. That's it for this episode. I hope you have an amazing day today. Thanks so much for sharing, for letting other people know about the podcast, and for giving yourself the time to become a better version of yourself. Like always, this has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.